Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
President of our Atlanta United, Darren Eales is his name, and it's presented by Aaron's. Perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. And Darren joins us on the waitforward.com hotline. Darren, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon, chaps. Yeah, feeling good today. Sun is shining. We got a win.
It was a heck of a win, and I mean, if anything, we felt like we could have blown those guys out 4-5-0. It was fun to watch. It was fun to see the offensive flow, and I guess first things, we'll work our way chronologically. How's Eric Rometty? What's his status?
Yeah, obviously, he took a bit of a blow. It was only about 20 seconds in. They have the way it works in Major League Soccer. We have a venue doctor that has to check all the players. He checked him, and he was okay and passed the test. But then, unfortunately, after about a further 10 minutes, he had to come off. So he's day-to-day at the moment. It's obviously something that we have to take very seriously. So he has a protocol where each day, if he shows improvement, he can go on to the next stage. So we're just monitoring him and hoping he'll be okay for the weekend.
We know the process in other sports. What is it in MLS? What's the procedure, and does it need to be improved when you talk about concussion protocol?
Yeah, look, I mean, they have someone. So, you know, like I said, it's something that they've had in place now for three seasons where there is a specific venue doctor who's neutral, who's there to actually check the players, and he has to okay for them to go back on. So in Eric's case, he passed the test that first time, but then it was something that he had issues after about a further 10 minutes, and that's when he, you know, came straight off once he saw the doctor again and he didn't pass that procedure. And then the way it works with us here is we have baseline tests that all the players have that they take either as part of preseason or when you sign a new signing. So we work back to that, so no different from the NFL. You know, we'll have baselines that the players have to meet before they can go back.
It's Darren Eales joining us here on Dukes and Bell.
And the thing is, we understand that we talked with Jason Longshore yesterday, Darren, about the way that New England's, their style, kind of just throwing it pell-mell, that they were more comfortable with Lorenowitz out there, Rometty, and then Barco comes off the bench. But I think me, myself, as a United fan, I want to see Barco start. I want to see more of that stirring the drink stuff he was doing.
Yeah, look, he did great, didn't he? I mean, and sometimes it's tough that early on to come on when you're not really expecting to be coming off the bench. But I thought straight away he made an impact, and look, it was exactly what we wanted for the first goal, magic run by Tito down the left, but it was getting people into the box, and that's something that Frank had been working on with the players over the sort of 4 weeks that we've had, you know, being more attacking, taking more risks, and we saw that with Barco's first goal, that he was there to tap it home, and actually if Barco doesn't knock it in, Jeff Lorenowitz was streaking through the middle.
Right.
So I thought, you know, it's just interesting to see that there was a spring in our step, and you know, like I said, the score was great, 2-0. It could have been, I think you're right, Mike, 4 or 5-0. But what was really fun was the number of chances we were creating. And I thought Jose Martinez had a great game. He didn't finish the chances like we normally expect from him, but the work he put in, and you know, that first goal, he came to show for the throw-in and put Tito down the left. He was putting passes in all over the pitch, and you know, that was the fun thing about it. And even Pity Martinez, who came on for the last 5 minutes, and you know, he created a chance literally within seconds of coming on. So it was just a good, positive performance from everyone on the pitch, and you know, that's what we want to see.
A guy we continue to talk about who I thought had another good game was Miles Robinson. What do you think it is? Has it just clicked with him? Is it just a function of him actually getting more minutes? I mean, what do you think it is and why he's been so good?
Yeah, I mean, he's been fantastic. Obviously, he's had the minutes. He's had a chance to start from day one, and he's been able to prove his worth. He always had the raw attributes, so he was someone who wanted to go back to the draft, and when we were talking through the players to take. I mean, he's so quick, so physical. You know, he's got all of those sort of raw talent and the raw tools that you need. But he came late to soccer. He was a basketball player. And so that was always going to be a little bit of a project. And I think this season you're seeing, you know, the hard work that he's put in training over the last 2 years, some of the games that he had with Atlanta United 2 last year, where he's been able to play those minutes in professional games to get him ready to take his chance. But ultimately, you've got to take your chance. And, you know, it's been really impressive to see the way that he's done that this season.
It is Darren Eales, guys, the president of Atlanta United. Fresh off a win, feels good. And now we got an FC Dallas team, which also scores some goals. They're the fourth right now. Teams are tied for fourth in the Western Conference. So we're going to need some more points out of this game one way or the other. What about PT Martinez? Because I know you don't spend all the money on these guys to bring them up from South America to see him sitting on a bench.
No, but again, you know, he had the injury in playing on international duty with Argentina. He got married as well during the break that we had. So, you know, that's good news for him because, you know, we don't often speak about off-the-pitch details. But now, you know, he's got a four-year-old daughter and she can come into the country with his wife. And, you know, so all of those things are obviously going to help in terms of settling. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we had a bit of a chat the other day, myself with Pity, and I think, you know, you never want an injury, but it's a bit of a blessing in disguise for him because we've spoken about the fact that he's really had no rest for, you know, coming on for 16 months now, having had a very long season with River Plate because they won Copa Libertadores and then went to the FIFA World Club Championship. So there was all of that, and then he came straight into our season. So I think, you know, it's actually been quite good for him to have had a little bit of a rest, and, you know, he's fired up and can't wait to get back out there. And I thought, you know, it was 5 minutes that he got at the end of the game on the weekend, but he was all over the place. He was creating chances. So, you know, we're excited to see him back out there. And, you know, that's a fun thing for us is, you know, we've still got the best of Pity to come, which is unbelievably good.
Yeah, I mean, we're waiting on, like, this breakout game, right? I think that's what most United fans are waiting on to see him. And it doesn't have to be a multi-goal game. I just score and maybe get things going. And I think once that happens, and it could happen this weekend, as we take on FC Dallas with our coverage beginning at 3:30, 4 o'clock kick on Saturday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's kind of what we're hoping, Darren. So you were pleased about a lot of things, obviously, and there were a lot of positives to take. Were there any negatives? What bothered you about the match last weekend against New England?
No, I mean, look, firstly, I can't believe we haven't yet talked about Barco's goal. So, I mean, his second goal was incredible. We talked about the first goal and how, you know, that was good to see him getting in the box and scoring out. But the second goal was, I was right behind it where I was sitting. Right. And, you know, as soon as he kicked it, you knew it was going in. It was just, you know, bent it like a banana. It went right into that, that corner. That was a really good goal. And, you know, the confidence that's going to give him. And, you know, I think, you know, that excites me as well. I suppose the only thing you'd say is, we've got to be more ruthless with our chances. It was great that we've created them, but, you know, against other teams, FC Dallas this weekend, if we get those number of chances, we've got to make sure that we convert them and kill the game off because we don't want to leave ourselves exposed against a team that's got the talent of FC Dallas. But, you know, I think in terms of everything, the way the season's gone, couldn't have been more pleased with the performance of the team on the weekend.
Darren Eales with us, guys, president of Atlanta United. We talked about Pity for guys just tuning in, and Barco. You know, Barco seems like he's feeling more comfortable getting into a rhythm. You saw, I guess the good news is you've got such a support staff already in place because you've got so many players from that same part of the world that speak the same language that can help these guys get rolling. Because I think people sometimes forget, Miggy sometimes went through patches where he struggled. You know, I mean, he had an amazing 2018 before he obviously moves on to Newcastle, but even Miggy had his ups and downs.
That's right, and I think if you remember, there was a pass that Joseph gave him when he scored a game near the end of 2018. He hadn't scored, I think it was for 9 games, and you know, so players go through these sort of these ups and downs. It's the nature of the game, really. I mean, it's partly why Joseph Martinez's scoring record is so incredible because it's just so rare for anybody to consistently score the rate of goals that he does, and that's why, you know, he's such a great player he is. But you know, I think that's, you know, something that. What was really pleasing, and you saw it with the, you know, the reaction of the players on the game itself, right. You know, the final whistle when that went, you know, this is a team that's, you know, fully focused with the coaching staff on wanting to sort of repeat the success we had last season. So you can see that in the way they're playing. And I think, you know, the exciting thing now is that now we've got that result and that sort of monkey off our back, so to speak. I think we're just going to go on to bigger and better things, and you know, hopefully now we're going to start climbing the table and getting up towards the playoff spots and where we want to be.
We saw a couple of guys playing, I don't want to say out of position, but certainly different positions, Michael Parkhurst being one of them at right back. And you know, we were asking Jason and Mike Conte about this here. What were your thoughts on that as far as, you know, we're so caught up in 4-3-3 and it's about having the right personnel against that opponent. Is it not on the pitch at the right time?
Exactly. Look, Parky's an experienced player, and he's played right back in his career in the past. And, you know, in terms of having, you know, Parky playing there with a Julian ahead of you, you know, it gives you a little bit more more security. But, you know, ultimately, you talk about formations and tactics and all of that, but it's about just getting out there and executing, winning your personal battles. And I think it was a good example this weekend of everybody was up for it from the start. We were back to, you could see it in the way the guys were playing, you know, trying to fill the box, trying to get there, trying to get back to that way that we play with Atlanta United, you know, in terms of our attacking style. And, you know, that was the bit that was most exciting because we just looked dangerous every time we got the ball. And some of it was through fast, you know, quick through ball. Some of it was in the build-up play, the crossing. Some of it was through the, you know, Barker with his individual magic. And that was the exciting thing to see, that sort of confidence coming back.
Hey, Darren, before we cut you loose, we had a conversation, Mike Conti, Jason, we were all talking about this last week. They're kicking the tires on Sacramento. Obviously, Miami is still looking for a stadium. But it seems like they're dead set on getting to the number of 30 for franchises. We love where this league is at, but what's your thoughts as an executive on expanding this league?
Yeah, look, I think clearly there's marketplaces that could be successful with MLS. I've seen it with the recent teams that have come in, whether that's ourselves, LAFC, you know, Orlando before us. You know, there's been really successful teams coming in. I think, you know, 28-30, being a bit cautious is probably the right approach because we don't want to grow too quickly, and you know, there's an issue where you might dilute the product as well in terms of the number of players.
Right.
So I do think that's exciting. But look, the new teams coming in are pretty incredible. I just want to have a quick shout out to our fans because I don't know if you saw it, but they did a survey in Europe over the past 5 years, taking the average crowds of all the clubs around the world. And you know, Atlanta United is the 10th biggest club in the world in average attendance, which is just unbelievable, the biggest non-European club. But who would have thought that, you know, if you go back 4 years ago when they offered, I'm sorry, it was 5 years ago that it was announced that I see today that we had a franchise in Atlanta, and people were really negative. So think back then, if they hadn't had expansion, we wouldn't be getting 53,000 average crowds. So, you know, this country is absolutely booming with soccer. It's got a great future ahead of it. It's just, you know, we've got to make sure we do it in a careful and prudent way.
Yeah, and by the way, the average attendance of MLS games has increased to 34%. So, you know, across the league, but we're killing it. Everybody aspires to be what we are and what we're doing. So that's a credit to you and Carlos Bocanegra and everybody over there at Atlanta United. Darren, you've created a monster.
Yes, he has.
Well, thanks. It's been great fun. And like I said, it's nice to have got that win. And now hopefully we're going to start right climbing up the table.
Let's hope so. Darren, thanks so much, man. We'll see you Saturday. Atlanta United, FC Dallas, guys. Again, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock kick. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Darren Ailes, thanks again.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.